I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The state veterinarian's office is continuing its investigation into a Weld County horse that tested positive for equine infectious anemia. The state vet's office has determined about 240 horses have been on the quarantine premises during the same time as the infected horse. About 100 of those horses were sent to 20 other states. Steps are being taken to locate and quarantine those horses. In Colorado, there were about 140 horses on the same premises. So far, officials have located about 57 that were shipped to 26 different locations in 13 counties. State veterinarian Dr. Kenneth Rohr tells Colorado Ag Today the next steps are to work with local county vets and
establish when those horses left the facility and then arrange to collect a blood sample 60 days later. And then after we get the blood sample, if those are negative, then those exposed horses and then subsequently all of the other horses they were exposed to would be released from the hold order.
There is no cure for equine infectious anemia, and the horse that tested positive has been euthanized. But Dr. Rohr says equine infectious anemia is only transmitted by blood, usually by deer flies or horse flies, not stable flies or mosquitoes. Horse owners who did not purchase a horse in Weld County between July 18th and 24th are at no higher risk. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.